All right, we'll continue on today. We have Chase Briscoe, driver of the number 19 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. We'll start back here.
Nice to submit with the Pocono Record. Chase, obviously you were here the victorious last year. How are you feeling coming into this race weekend, knowing that you have some really good positive momentum on your side when it comes to the triangle?
Yeah, looking forward to it. I mean, anytime you can come back to a place where you've won before, it's always, you know, you just have a different confidence about you. So, yeah, looking forward to it. You know, obviously felt like last year our stuff was, you know, good here. And just this has been a really good track for JGR in general. And then, you know, you throw in the fact that the Toyotas have been as strong as they are. I mean, yeah, I definitely feel good about it. Just have to go and execute.
We'll go back here with MRN.
Network. To that point, what are some of the challenges of racing here at Pocono Raceway?
Yeah, I think the big thing is you have to know that your car is not going to be good in at least one of the corners. So you're just always trying to figure out what that compromise is of, you know, how much can you give up in one of the corners if you're getting, you know, better in the other two. So that's the hard part I feel like about coming here is you can normally make your car better in two of those corners, but it's going to probably make it even worse in the others. So you're just trying to figure out like the, you know, the gain loss of time and what's worth it. And then you got to take into account, you know, in traffic, what's your car going to do? Like, where can you actually set up passes? So that's the hard part, I feel like, about coming here. And it changes, you know, year to year. The track, you know, gets rougher in spots and, you know, the tire can always be different. And the track kind of moves around differently. So, yeah, it's always a challenge when you come here just because there's so many variables, I feel like, that go into just honestly running up front here. Obviously, your car's got to be good, but the strategy piece, like, there's just a lot that goes into running up front at Pocono. So hopefully we can do all those things right.
Thanks. We'll go over to Bob.
Bob Harper's Fox Sports. Did you take a look at Christopher's car at all, or what was left of it when it in the shop, and just what, like, and will you wait for NASCAR to kind of tell you what they found, if anything, especially from what they looked at it, or do you ask a lot of questions?
I went and looked at it Monday when they were tearing it down. It was just, like, blown away at just, you know, some of the damage, I guess, in a good way. Like, it, you know, it did what it was supposed to do, right? But, you know, I've been around the next-gen car for 4 years now or whatever, and I've never seen one look like that. So it was just, you know, unique to see one kind of twist it up and do the things that it did. So, yeah, I went and looked at it, and then, you know, I talked to Christopher a lot, you know, Sunday night, you know, flew home with him, and then Monday and even Tuesday with texting back and forth. So, yeah, I tried to get him to send me the video of the in car, but it wouldn't work, I guess. But, yeah, I was definitely curious just because, you know, I wanted to see it just in a sense of, you know, I feel like he got out, like, relatively unscathed. Like, I mean, yeah, he has a broken wrist and stuff, but I mean, it could have been really, really bad. So just trying to see if, you know, if looking at my crash videos and I know what kind of the G's were in mine compared to, you know, what he had, and just trying to see if maybe I need to do something different in my stuff, because I feel like to be able to, you know, get out of that impact, especially like from a head standpoint, like to not have a concussion, like he's got something right with his helmet or headrest or whatever. So, yeah, I was definitely, you know, curious about everything.
We'll go over here to the white hat and then over to Davey.
Zakatan's ready, kickingthetires.net. Heard you mention this week with Gregson that there's a superstition that drivers sleep with their right sock on. Is that, you mentioned that's something you learned from Tony. Is that something you learned when you got the cup, or how many drivers do you know do something like that?
I mean, as far as I know, I don't know. I thought it was more of a common thing. Yeah, Tony told me, I feel like it was right when I got there in the Xfinity Series, you know, told me that was kind of like a trick of the trade thing. I don't know who he learned it from, obviously, but yeah, I was kind of surprised because sprint car wise, you know, I never heard of that. And then, yeah, the cup wise, I guess all the cup guys do it.
Does it help, you think?
I guess. I mean, I never tried it without it.
We'll go over to Davey and then Dustin.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. Glad you got your socks all tightened up.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So the difference in you coming into this race and this weekend now compared to a year ago, you mentioned, you know, you feel like you had 200 pounds lifted off of you mentally, so much less pressure, I would assume, coming in this weekend. How would you compare where you are competitively and also mentally with this race team now compared to this race last year?
You know, from a preparation standpoint, everything, I feel night and day. You know, I know what the car is going to do every weekend. Like, I feel like our prep work is dialed in. But yeah, I would say that the pressure, honestly, kind of, it's a little bit different, you know, because last year I felt like I had to perform to like maintain my job, which I still need to do that, right? But the pressure now is more in a sense of like, man, I haven't went to Victory Lane this year, and like last year I was able to win three races, and just from a point standpoint, so I don't know, like now the expectation is there, where when I came into this weekend last year, like I felt like I could win, but I'd never done it at JGR, so it wasn't necessarily the expectation. So it's different from that mindset, but the pressure I feel like is very similar, you know, especially just, you know, I obviously want to race for a championship, and you know, as a team, we feel like we need to be top five in points at the end of the regular season to really do that. And so I'm 100 points out right now. And so the pressure from that standpoint is very similar. Just knowing that I have to have a good weekend and just knowing that a win could really be the difference maker in getting to that point.
Dustin Lovino, J-Ski. I'm assuming you've done sim for San Diego?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay. What have you learned about that course for next week?
It is probably, I feel like, the most technical racetrack that I've ever ran on in my career. Just, you know, you go to some road courses and like there's just some corners that don't really matter, truthfully. Like they're pretty standard, like everybody's going to be the exact same speed through them. I mean, San Diego, there's not a single corner that is not like a massive time gain or loss that just compounds to the next one. Like every corner is so technical, and I was talking to Riley about it on the plane, there's no flow. Like there's every corner is so opposite of the one before it that it just makes it extremely, like, there's just no flowing through sections. So it just makes each corner, you know, its own individual corner that is so technical and how you have to set it up and what you have to do. And, you know, some corners are more important to give up the entry. Some are all about making entry because of that flow and the gain time loss of certain parts of the racetrack. So it is extremely technical. It's been, I feel like, the most challenging place I've ever had to, like, just challenge myself on the sim. Like, to just really just dive into data and change how I'm driving completely. And even sometimes using two or three different driving techniques for two or three different corners in a row. Like, it's a really, really challenging racetrack. And, yeah, if a guy's not put in the time, I mean, they're going to get exposed, I feel like, when they get there. Just because it's one of those racetracks where, if you haven't prepared and done your due diligence, like, I mean, obviously the sim could not be accurate to real life at all, but as of now, it is a extremely challenging racetrack.
We'll come up here to the front.
Zach Grady, WBRE. Chase, I know we got a chance to talk a couple of days ago. You had mentioned this is really the first track that you've seen NASCAR and the track itself go all out and put the 8s and the 18s and the rowdies kind of everywhere. Have you had a chance to take a look at some of the things that they've installed already this year? Do you plan on doing so? And just what are your thoughts?
I haven't really got to yet. I came in last night and it was dark. And then today I've literally just kind of went from here to the bus lot. So, yeah, I haven't really got to see a whole lot yet. But I know on social media I've seen a ton of the stuff that they've been doing, whether it's, you know, the start-finish line, or, you know, I even saw, like, a mural with the QR code to donate to bundle join stuff. So I haven't got to see that in person yet, but certainly on social media I've seen a lot of the stuff they've been doing. I think they've done a great job.
Are there any final questions?
Holden Mostovsky, Scranton Times Tribune. So I know this season you've had some races where you finished lower than you wanted, some, like, really strong. So after a back-and-forth season, what do you think most important factor is moving forward, especially after recent success?
Yeah, I think for us, I mean, definitely from a results standpoint, it's been, you know, challenging. And it's been one of those years where it's like you either run top five or you're on 30th on back. There's really been no in-between. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, it's encouraging because we have been able, when we execute, to run in the top five. And from a speed standpoint, a lot of those times, even when we didn't run up there, we had the speed and just something would happen, and that's why we wouldn't finish. So I think that's been the thing that we've kind of held our hat on is, you know, from a speed standpoint, we've been good. It'd be one thing if we were just, you know, running 25th on back on speed itself, but we've had the speed. We just need to, you know, get the execution piece, and sometimes that's really hard to do. So hopefully, you know, we can just be a little more consistent with that.
And then we'll finish up here in the front.
Steven Stump, Frontiers.com. Chase, you won 7 poles last year. So far, you don't have any this year. Where do you feel the team is with qualifying, and you know, especially with Pocono, how important is that, you know, to start up front with, you know, like being a track position race?
Yeah, I mean, qualifying is definitely important. It's been kind of you know, a head scratcher, I would say, of why we haven't been able to, you know, get the poles this year. You know, some of us have been, we just haven't qualified. You know, there's been tracks where we've rained out qualifying that we were on the pole last year, and then, you know, other times we just have been like third to fifth. Like, we've still been really fast, just haven't been able to get the pole. Where last year, a lot of the time when we'd get the pole, it'd be by a pretty good margin. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why we've. I don't feel like we've regressed. I feel like a lot of the time, like especially normally, our teammates are the ones getting the pole, and they've just gotten better. Yeah, I don't know why that is, but hopefully today, you know, we can get the pole, because it does make a difference here, you know, from a pit road standpoint, but certainly a track position standpoint. So, yeah, it's been bothering me that we haven't gotten any poles at this point.
All right. Thanks, Chase. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.